You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy. What day is it today? Oh, it's Thursday. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of it to tune in today to God's frequency. We're tuning into God's frequency. That's why I've called this WGOD. You see, God is always broadcasting, and it's up to you and I to tune into His frequency. His frequency is the Word of God. That's the central focus. That's what I do here. Teach the Word of God in the New Testament, verse by verse. We certainly go back and use the Old Testament frequently. Don't teach it verse by verse. I leave the Old Testament verse-by-verse teaching to those that God have blessed to do that. Me, personally, it's the New Testament. I'm a Bible translator. I've translated the Old and New Testament, the Greek Old Testament, into English. That's called the Apostles' Bible, by the way. That's available, if you're interested in that, on Amazon. And actually, the Apostles' Bible is my Old Testament. The EMTV is the New Testament. Here today, we're in Matthew chapter 25. This is part two now of this message here, the parable of the talents. Again, as the Lord Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like. Last time we looked at and saw, He compared it to two virgins. That is, or actually 10 virgins. Five were ready, five weren't. The moral of the story was, you could say, is those that were ready went in with the Lord, and then the door was shut. And then the others didn't have another chance to get in. That was the lesson He was teaching, is to be ready always for His return. For at an hour that you think not, the Son of Man cometh. And when He comes, He's going to shut the door. You can read that also in Luke chapter 13, verse 24, and that parable, even all the way back to Noah, Genesis chapter 7. Verse 16. Here is part two of this message now, the parable of the talents.
If you can find another way into heaven other than the blood of Jesus Christ, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Wish I had my phone. Well, I got my communicator. You can call up three men in a truck and have them deliver a throne up there in heaven with your name on it. Because you thought of something God couldn't think of. And He let His Son die a horrible death on the cross. When you thought of a way He couldn't think of, that your Uncle Leroy can buy you out of purgatory. There's one way. Jesus said, I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved. John 10:9, if you're writing. Acts 4:12, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There is one way. I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. No man comes to the Father except by me. There's one way to have your name written in the book. There's no purgatory. Paul said to be absent from the body, 2 Corinthians 5, verses 7 and 8, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. When you die and leave this world as a believer, you're going up. You're not going down. You're not going to a temporary place waiting for Uncle Harry to pray you out or your grandmother to buy you out. When you die as a believer, you're going up. My understanding is the angels are going to come and take your spirit when it separates from your body, and up you go. How? That's right. That's good news, right? We'll move on. That's good news. We stand on the word of God here at this church. He's done all the work. He gets all the glory for that. Not me. I don't stray from the word. I don't care how important you are. We don't stray from the word of God here. Okay. Chapter 25, verse 14, once again, starts with a phrase we've been looking at. For the kingdom of heaven is like. This is the third or fourth time we've seen this. Just like last week. The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. So once again, let's call this man Jesus. Same as last week when Jesus was the bridegroom. The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered to them his goods. Now, to one he gave 5 talents, verse 15. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. So that's where we're at here today. Last week, all 10 versions all started out the same. All are versions. All were pure. No one was handicapped. No one was better than anyone else. Everyone had a level playing field. All 10. The virgins were waiting and waiting for the bridegroom to return. And the main thing we learned last week was to be ready. That was the whole message of the parable, remember? Those who were ready, it said, went in with him to the wedding. That was the theme of what we looked at. It's not so much the message is to be ready when he comes back, because you're not going to get another chance. This week, while the bridegroom is gone on a long trip far away, he has given something to all of us to advance his kingdom and to increase his goods while he's gone. And the Bible calls them talents. So the point of this parable is twofold. Number one, while Jesus is away, you are to do something. Work. Work faithfully and diligently. Number two, while Jesus is away, you are to know something. Your work on earth will be greatly rewarded or greatly judged. Let me say that again. Your work on earth will be greatly rewarded or greatly judged. And the Lord has equipped you with talents. So what is a talent? It's a perfect play on words, isn't it? Meaning a talent is a particular measure, but a talent is a talent, right? Ephesians 4 and 8 says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts to men. These are your talents. Jesus has given you something. You've heard it before. So-and-so is very talented, right? It doesn't matter what it is. Piano, guitar. Maybe you're a talented singer or songwriter or just a plain writer. The Bible says this, Colossians 3:17, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Great verse. Again, Colossians 3:17, that is. Whatever you do, do it to him. Whether you're a trash collector or no matter what you are. So that's one common meaning of talent. That's one meaning of talent. The common meaning of talent is a weight. It's a unit, a measure of weight. 75 pounds for the most part. When David conquered a king, we read this, 1 Chronicles 20. David took the king's crown from his head and found it to weigh a talent of gold. and there were precious stones on it, and it was set on David's head. The crown was a talent of gold. Sometimes we see a talent of silver in the Bible. First Kings 20. One of the kings said, guard this man. And if by any means he is missing, your life will be for his life. Or else you shall pay a talent of silver. Not to be left out, the book of Revelation mentions a talent as well. Revelation 16:21. Great hail fell from heaven upon men, each hailstone about a talent of weight. Wow. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, since the plague was exceedingly great. Imagine a hailstone weighing a talent. Now, King Solomon had lots of talents. 1 Kings 10:14, it says, the weight of gold that came to Solomon every year was 666 talents of gold. That's the only other time I've seen 666 in the Bible like that. That's how much gold he got every year. It's funny, too. Gold's got like 999 stamped on it, right? Flip it up. What do you got? All right? No one can buy or sell save he that has the... What do they call it in Germany? Mark. No one can buy or sell except he that's got the mark. The name of the beast or the number of his name. Here's a definition of talent I read in a Hebrew encyclopedia. A Greek talent was 57 pounds. A Roman talent, 71 pounds. An Egyptian talent was 60 pounds. A Babylonian talent, which the Jews followed, was 67 pounds. The heavy common talent used in New Testament times was 59 kilograms or 130 pounds. So can you imagine 130-pound blocks of ice falling on people's head out of heaven? And what that would look like. I personally would rather have it rain golden retriever puppies. 130-pound blocks of ice. And then it says people still refuse to give up their pharmakia, their prescription drugs. Where is that in the Bible? Revelation chapter 9, the end of chapter 9, you read that. Now, the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. To one he gave 5 talents. And to another, 2. And to another, 1. Each one according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Now the value, too, I wrote on the handout. If you notice, I wrote that out on there. We learn 3 things here. Number 1, he's calling his own servants. Better yet, Greek word doulos, slaves.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.